Welcome back to another episode of The Bench Buzz. My name is Owen Poy, alongside head coach of the Ben Davis Lady Giants, Coach Stan Benj. How are you doing today?
Doing good, thanks.
So the Giants are now on a two-game win streak after defeating the Brownsburg Bulldogs 58-56 in game-winning fashion with a shot by Taylor Guess. Run us through that game, Coach.
Well, we started off the game a little slow. Brownsburg hit several threes in a row, and I think, matter of fact, it was four threes in a row, and we got behind, I think, 8 points, and then sort of steadied the ship and really played some good basketball there for a while in the second and the third quarters, and I think we got up 8. And at that point, Brownsburg again hit a couple of shots, and then we missed a few, and it came down to the end, and we were able to persevere. We had several chances to put the game away from the free throw line, a couple of layups that we missed right in that end of the fourth quarter, but we did some good things. We're definitely not there, but we are taking baby steps and improving incrementally game by game.
So Kristen Carter with 24 points unofficially, or officially now we did get it on Max Bars, 24 points. She had 14 in the first half and 10 in the second half. What was the was there a game plan for Kristen this game, or did she just kind of ball out on her own?
Well, I mean, Brownsburg had that big girl who's about 6'5", 6'6", and, you know, Kristen has always had that kind of capability. She gets in a little bit, has in the past gotten a little bit big of her hurry and missed some of those shots, and she was able to finish Saturday, and then she got some good passes by all three of the other seniors, and Taylor Guest gave her some really nice passes, and Clark had 6 assists, and then Toomer had that big assist at the end of the game, and so it's a team game, and she her teammates looked for her, and she was able to finish.
So with the last play of the game, it almost looked like Calais was had her sight dead on Taylor Guest. Was that the that was the game plan? Just look for Taylor, or was that the open look there that Calais went with?
Well, she could have gone either side. We didn't exactly know what they were going to do, if they were going to trap us or whatever. So we told them they could go to either side, and then we set a little back screen for the post on that side. If they switched it, then we had a mismatch. We were going to go in. If they didn't, which they didn't, they just stayed up and stayed tight, and then Taylor was able to get a nice little shot there with about a second and a half to go.
So this upcoming game against Plainfield, don't know if you have any significance of that game with the other head coach. Obviously, you're coaching against your brother. How has that rivalry been over the years?
Well, it's not a fun game to coach against your brother. You want them to be successful for every game that they don't play you, but it's difficult in that fashion, and I'm just glad they're playing us. You know, we struggled in finding teams that would play us, and they are, and we appreciate it, and he'll give me a hard time because out of all the games we've played him, we've never played him at Plainfield, so this will be the first time, so I'm sure he's happy to have us at his place, and hopefully, you know, both of us can share insights into the other's teams and sort of help each other out as we go down the road.
And one more thing, we obviously saw you wearing that gray suit with the purple tie before that. So I've always wondered with you, I've heard rumors that you wear a suit until you lose. What kind of started that tradition there?
That's a good question. I think it started when I didn't have too many clothes to wear when I was younger. And, you know, you'd find a combination and you won. And then when we went on that 81-game win streak, I wore a hole in the pants, and we had to patch those up. So, I just always have kept wearing the same shirt, tie, and suit until we get beaten. You know, when we don't have a successful season, I run out of clothes. So,
got to go suit shopping.
That's right.
So listen to the game right here, Indy's Giant 90.9 on Tuesday as the Ben Davis Lady Giants take on Plainfield. My name is Owen Poley. This has been Coach Stan Benj. Thank you for coming on another episode of the Benj Buzz.
Okay. Thank you. Where it began, I can't begin to know, but then I know it's growing strong.